Kim is here in the place today.
Hey, baby.
We haven't seen you or done this in a very long time.
I know, since I was kicked out the building. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we weren't going to bring that up, Kim.
I know. I love you. I'm so happy to be here.
Wait,
really
but there's
am.
So many times, there's been so many things that have happened in your life, good, bad, crazy, all of that. And how are you?
I'm great. Those things that happen are blessings.
Why? Because it's got you to a better place?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Made me very strong. Made me, you know. I was a little girl when y'all first, you know.
I was a little baby. What do you
and
think? Well, first of all, so you went to prison. We haven't even spoken to you since you've been home.
Yeah, you haven't?
So then you do that, and everybody's like wondering, like, where is this going to happen for her? And then you have this amazing Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that was a blessing, too. I mean, that was like the best thing also that happened, not just in my life, but in my career. You know what I mean? Like, that show, let me tell you, I went to jail. I was chilling in jail. The first 2 weeks I was in jail,
Who says I was chilling in jail?
Let me tell you why.
What does that mean you were chilling in jail?
Vacation.
What were you chilling and doing?
It was a bad spa.
Got it.
Well, you know what? I slept better than I probably have in a while before I went in. And it was a lot of love in there. And, you know, I got a chance to really sit down and, you know, really just evaluate things and also get into myself and really, you know, have a really great spiritual connection now.
I got it. You say this too, like when we knew you back then, you were a baby.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're young and you're a girl and then all of a sudden you're famous and you're around a bunch of dudes who live a certain way.
I just
think all that stuff could be confusing to a young girl coming in.
I think it is. And I think the most confusing thing is the man that was responsible for most of my career, you know, passed away. He died when I was a young age, and he basically, you know enough, he basically almost birthed me, as he used to say. Like, I feel like you're my child, you know, that's what he used to say to me. And I think that I was so used to him doing everything and Puffy doing everything. And when that was all gone, it was like, like, what's going on? I had to be... Rockwalla and Pit Bull at the same time, but I was just very young. I didn't really know how to handle a lot of things, but I had to teach myself. I didn't really have anybody around me really teaching me, to be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's nobody that, be careful for this.
Right.
These people are not your friends.
Right. Well, you know, and that's like the thing. That. Biggie used to be that person.
Oh.
He used to be like, don't, you know, like, I mean, not to say he said this, but he was like, don't dig in your nose. Somebody is always watching. You know what I mean?
No, but that's a valid thing to tell somebody who don't know no better. Yeah.
He really did act like he was my father in some sense.
Yeah.
He did, right? Enough nose.
And then, you know, you've been very honest about the fact that you weren't happy about how you were portrayed in the movie that came out. You must have been really hurt by that.
I was very hurt. I didn't even have a say-so in picking the character. I didn't even know the movie was happening until it was green lit. They went through everything to try to sensationalize the movie by using my character to do it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't sensationalize Faith's character. They sensationalized my character. And the funny thing is, we all know Faith. That ain't Faith I know. So, you know, and then the thing is, they had it like as if, you know, I was like always mad or bothered with her. To be honest with you, you know, I was his, you know, mistress, if so to speak, you know, and she was basically, you know, like a stalker for me and Big. It's really true. She really was. But at the end of the day, I understand because she was married to the man, you know, and at that time, you know, I was his girlfriend.
Look at him now. How did we get back here again? That's hilarious.
I mean, it is what it is. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, looking back,
isn't your relationship got better with her after, no?
And not so much.
Oh,
not
really?
Oh,
I thought that there was. Let me tell you this.
This is the reason why I'm really disappointed in her. Because around the time when Scott Storch was my boyfriend, I was in a good place in my life. I was so comfortable, so happy. I was just, you know, relaxed. And, you know, he treated me like a queen. It was nothing. When I tell you, if we could go on for days, and I tell you when I was going to jail, he was a big support system to me, not just financially, but we were friends. People mm-hmm. found that hard to believe that we really had a really great, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, but we really did. We used to have fun. We used to laugh a lot. And around that time, Scott and I was in Sony Studios, and he was working on Destiny's Child's album. And it was so funny because the girls had walked in there, and I had really got a chance to talk to Beyonce. I hadn't talked to her in a while. We talked for a split second. As soon as she left out, this little girl came in, and she was like, she was sitting there, she was shaking, and she started crying, and I'm looking, and Scott's smiling, and I'm like, she's like, Kim, you don't remember me? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry, baby, what's your name? And she was like, it's me, it's China. You know, I used to literally babysit China. Mm. This is Faith's daughter. Mm. And she used to call me T.T. Kim.
Wow.
Yes, she used to call me T.T. The kids love me. I mean, I think they thought I was their size. You know, they height, you, I mean, you know, their age or whatever.
They thought you were their peer.
Right, their age or whatever. It was so cute, though. But I would always have them. And so China always remembered me, and she always had this closeness with me. And she was, like, crying, and I was hugging her. And I had tears in my eyes, too, because she was so big. Mm. And I couldn't believe it was her. I'm like, China? She's like, it's just like, little Kim, I love you. I said, you better not call me little Kim. Mm. I'm like, you call me T.T. Kim still, you know? Right. And so she said, my mom's upstairs. I was like, oh, really? She said, yeah, she told me to tell you hi. And I said, tell her I said hi. You know what I mean? I said, you know, she was like, yeah, she wanted to come downstairs, but, you know, she didn't, you know, she just wanted me to say something first. I said, tell her to come downstairs. That would be great. When she left, me and Scott was like, ching, ching. Can you make something up for us real quick? I like, make something up for us, you know? We do a little record together or something. And at that time, it would have been really, really great.
Wow.
But for whatever reason, I don't know if she backed up or she got cold feet. I don't know yet, whatever. But
so you almost had a record with Faith.
Almost. A long time ago, we almost did a record. And he was in there really trying to
cook something up.
Trying to
quickly.
Cook something up, yeah.
How nice to have Scott Storch on deck.
Yeah.
When a potential record could happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, wow. I am...
So there was almost a nice moment that could.
It was almost a nice moment, but see, this is why I'm so disappointed because she never came down or whatever, whatever. But through people, through her husband and Scott was talking, and that we were talking through each other. So you know, we were talking through each other, like having satellite conversations
through other people, right?
But yeah, that, you know, so. And so years went by, maybe 2 or 3 years or something like that, and the movie comes out. I'm like, I don't know what was on her mind, but my thing is this. If you wanted to concoct this story and make up a story just to make yourself look a certain way, I guess I understand that from your point of view. But if you and I finally got to a place where we could be
civil,
mm-hmm. why would you do that? Why would you offend me? Mm. Whatever we have, like, I mean, I have my chance to tell it too. I could tell the story. I could tell how I jumped on your car, banging out.
Good Lord, say what I did. Good Lord, that's a different movie. That's a different movie.
That's the movie. I can say how you were scared to get out the car, but I'm not gonna do. I wasn't gonna do that at that time. I feel
it's gonna be a Kim movie or a book.
Definitely. As a matter of fact, well, I do have a book coming out. I have a book deal with St. Martin's Press.
Wow. So when does that come out?
Well, it's still in writing process right now, but definitely this new year coming up.
Wow.
Definitely.
Well, if you're just tuning in, Little Kim is in the building.
Yeah.
We're going to do a couple of bonuses today. Here goes one of them. Little Kim's in the building. It's at 97.